Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hey, hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. Thank you so much for coming back, tuning in, and listening every single day. Thank you so much for that. I really do not take that for granted. And on today's episode, we're going to be continuing our series, Understanding the Power in the Names of God. And we've talked about Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, and today I'm going to be talking about Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. And we see this in Isaiah 54, right, where God is establishing an eternal covenant of peace, right? And in part, God promises that though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. Now, we see here, want to understand exactly what, before we dive into this, I want us to look at the dictionary definition of the word peace. Now, it says here, peace is a concept of societal friendship and harmony in the absence of hostility and violence. In a social sense, peace is commonly used to mean a lack of conflict and freedom from fear of violence between individuals or groups. And as an individual, peace is a state of tranquility or quiet. Now that we understand that, we understand the definition of peace, what God is telling us when he says he, Jehovah Shalom, so true peace can only come from God. And we see this where Apostle Paul tells us, like in Romans, he says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? So basically, what Apostle Paul is telling us here, that we have true peace. It's only in God that you can have true peace. You cannot find peace on this earth. That was why, if we look at John chapter 14, verse 27, right, when Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. What Jesus was essentially saying in this scripture is, he tells us when Jesus came on earth, he brought his own peace with him, right? Because the peace of this world cannot, it's fleeting, right? Because you have peace today, tomorrow there's rumors of war, next tomorrow there's disease, and something is always rising up to shake your belief, to put you in a state of frenzy, a state of panic, a state of fear. That's why Jesus brought his own special kind of peace. And when he was leaving, he said, I'm giving you this peace. This peace surpasses all understanding. It is my peace, the same peace that allowed me function on this earth as a man. Jesus was not fazed by anything. That was the peace that was at work when he was on the boat sleeping, and there was the winds and the waves, boisterous winds, the Bible tells us. And the disciples were afraid and says, Rabbi, carest thou not that we perish? They were like, do you not care that we die and you're just sleeping in the midst of the storm? That was the peace that was at work. That's the kind of peace that we should hold on to, especially in times like this. So God is our peace, Jehovah Shalom. It is God that gives us that peace of mind, that we rest even though everything is falling down. 1,000 is falling by our right hand, 10,000 on our left. It will not come near us. Why? Because we have been justified through faith. We have peace with God, right? We have peace with God. God is telling us that there's a certain kind of peace that he has for us because he loves us. We will not be shaken, neither will his covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, because he has compassion on his children. So I want you to understand, wherever things seem shaky, rocky, fearful, I want you to understand that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous that runs into it are safe. So when you feel fearful, remember that Jehovah Shalom is the name of the Lord that we can run into in times of fear, in times of anxiety, in times of depression, when we don't understand what is going on. We should never allow fear enter into the door. Rather, we run into the name of the Lord, that is Jehovah Shalom, because he is God, our peace. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until the next episode, keep on shining. And if you feel this has blessed you, please share. You can take a screenshot of the episode you just listened to, tag me on Instagram at Vic Owolabi, and I will be sure to share your post on my stories. Thank you so much once again for listening, and on to the next episode, make sure that you keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode, and if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOWOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.